As I was listening to those words again, the ones that stuck out to me as a parent was, they have their own thoughts. What's up with that, Finn? Don't rush. Don't rush. Take your time. What a gift this life is, isn't it? Even with all its challenges, we are blessed to be here, witnesses to the mystery of all that is. Sun, moon, sky, wind, river, tree, creature, and us. Iris DeMint reminded us this morning in our introit that two of the big mysteries have to do with where we came from and where we go when it's all said and done. Everybody's wondering what and where they all came from. Everybody's worrying about where they're going to go when the whole thing's done. Those are indeed big religious questions, and always have been. One certainly that Khalil Gibran offered response to. DeMint's concluding lyrics, and many of Gibran's thoughts, by the way, could easily find home in our Unitarian Universalist tradition. I believe in love, and I live my life accordingly, she sings. I choose to let the mystery be. We are a home that does not require answers so much as the pursuit of the question. So this month for us in this church is all about mystery, our December theme, where we find it, how we manage it, what questions it does or doesn't allow us to relax into. And those are not just questions of our beginnings and our endings, of the start and the finish. But many of the mysteries smack dab in the middle of our lives as well, right? The middle is the tricky part, the in-between part, the unpredictable part, where things don't always go the way we thought they might or hoped they might. Sometimes they actually go better than that. The middle is the part where we are sometimes surprised by joy, unimaginable joy, even as there are moments that can be quite the opposite. How is it that light comes to us anyway in its myriad forms? How about that mystery? How is it that hope sometimes arrives on our doorstep, even when least expected? In the Jewish tradition, the Maccabees waited 8 days for the oil to return, far longer than their lamps should have lasted, as the story goes. And yet, as it comes to us, and many will be celebrating the beginning of Hanukkah tonight, the holy light was rekindled by the mystery of grace, and the message we receive from that is, do not give up. And by that same mystery of grace, Finn is among us, a child of love and possibility, one among many who are often with us, Will and Isaac, Simon and Rudy and Evelina and Reese and Hollis. And the message to all of us is, do not give up. Life has an endless longing for itself, and we are the receivers of that gift, each and every one of us. And then by what mystery to those to whom we are not technically related arrive among us? Another mystery, and sometimes the most amazing gift. I want to share some of our time this morning with someone who has become a part of this congregation's path, not unlike Finn, but a little older. Someone who many of us have come to have spent time with and who all of us have been aware of, whose light has touched us. When we chose as a congregation to be a sanctuary coalition, to be a part of the sanctuary coalition, to support the needs of someone or someone seeking safety in this country, we had no way of knowing whose life we would be changed by. But that is the mystery of love, and it has been a gift to us to have our lives brightened by his light. I want to invite him, since he has joined us this morning, to come up and share some words with us.
Thank you.
So for those of you maybe less aware, our guest has been able to be at home recently and has a new status, and we're so pleased that after 14 months in sanctuary, he has a new lease on life.
Well, for me, it's my pleasure to stay here today and together.
Come talk here.
Sorry. Good morning, everyone. It's my pleasure to me and my wife and my son stay here this morning. I would like to say thank you, everyone, because sorry, I have a little nervous, but. Beth, can you translate to me?
Yes.
Okay.
I want to thank each and every one of you for allowing me to be here in this place.
He venido hasta aquí para compartir un momento con ustedes aquí en este.
I have come here to share some moments with all of you in this holy place.
Para darle las gracias a cada uno de ustedes por sus cartas, por sus oraciones. Gracias a eso, yo ahora soy una persona libre.
I've come here to give you all thanks for each of your letters, your petitions, your prayers. For all of that, I am now a free person, and I can be here with you today.
Well, no tengo muchas palabras, solo decir thank you.
I don't have many words, I just want to say thank you.
What a gift to all of us. The mystery of how we come to cross paths. I read the book Unsheltered recently, a novel by Barbara Kingsolver. Is it familiar to any of you? It is an exploration of both literal and figurative shelter, the house that is falling down around them, and the relationships that are challenged. Kingsolver asks us to imagine having either or both of them, the literal or the figurative shelter, taken away from us. The book weaves the experience of several generations into the unplanned, into the mystery, where shelter is at best tentative, the illusion of control at best fragile. At one point, one of the main characters is taking care of her son's newborn child, whose mother has recently died. "I'm lousy at this," she says to her daughter. "You have to bear with me, I'm a rank beginner here." "You're not lousy," Willa said quietly. "We're all beginners." "You're not lousy, we are all beginners." And so we are. We begin again in our lives in so many ways, with Finn, with each other, for Josue. We are all beginners in this mystery over and over again. It's why we tell our stories every year, right? This is the season not only of Hanukkah, but the season of Advent for our Christian families. It begins today, as does Hanukkah. The story it offers us, Advent, is one of anticipation, of getting ready. This season is an opportunity to imagine that something awesome, something kind of amazing is in front of us, just down the road, even if we don't really know what that awesome is. Advent is a time of getting ready to trust, of not really being quite ready to know, but being willing to consider that goodness awaits. This is the time to figure out how to be ready for joy when it arrives. Does it feel odd to need to get ready again? Remember, we are all beginners, and we forget. So I want to light a candle this morning.